USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
To say President Trump thinks the average American got gypped on the coronavirus relief package, that would be an understatement.
It really is a disgrace. It's called the COVID relief bill, but it has almost nothing to do with COVID. I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple.
Lawmakers are being sent back to Washington to get it right. Dubai announced the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine had arrived in the city Tuesday and would be administered free of charge in a vaccine drive starting Wednesday. The vaccine was given emergency approval by the Ministry of Health of the United Arab Emirates. The UAE Fatwa Council, which makes religious rulings, decreed that it was permissible to take the vaccine and other medical remedies that use un-Islamic components. USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
It didn't take long for President-elect Biden to politely snap at reporters questioning his son's alleged illegal activities discovered on Hunter's laptop computer.
President-elect Joe Biden lashed out at a reporter on Tuesday who asked whether he still believes that allegations about his son were the product of Russian disinformation, as he claimed before the election.
Yes, yes, yes. God love you, man. You're a one-horse pony. I'll tell you. Thank you, thank you. I promise you my Justice Department will be totally on its own making its judgments about how they should proceed.
Biden's comments directed at Fox News anchor Peter Ducey. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The laptop was forfeited when Hunter Biden did not pay an $80 repair fee. The NFL will play games Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this week. Friday, the Minnesota Vikings will be in the Big Easy and play the Saints, 4:30 p.m. Eastern, on Fox, NFL Network, and Amazon. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The mayor of Sandy, Oregon, Stan Pulliam on Fox, is fighting back at Oregon Governor Kate Brown's lockdown measures.
An opportunity to have a conversation with her yesterday afternoon where I stressed the importance of her actions and the drastic effects it's had on our local Main Street community. There's desperation. These folks are fighting for their lives and their livelihood. So I've been working overtime to travel around the state to different communities to try to find people in our community cover for a statewide day of opening on New Year's Day. We're encouraging folks to go to our website, standpulliam.org, and print off our hashtag New Year's Day slogan and put into their storefronts. We all need to stand together.
Mayor Pulliam says he understands the governor's position, but she's doing it wrong.
Well, her response was that she was worried about the spread of COVID during these times. And I stressed to her that I too am. But here's the facts. These stores, these restaurants, they're opening. And they're opening in back rooms, speakeasy style right now, with very little guidance, with very little face coverings and guidance that they're taking from the governor. So it's very important right now that she recognizes that. She works with our local Main Street business owners so that we can put proper guidance in place so that people are actually opening.
Pulliam says a plan is in place.
What we're looking to do is to open just one level under that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.